You're listening to ESPN 97.5, Houston's only FM sports station.
One home for all professional sporting activities.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What do you think happens tonight with the Warriors?
Yeah, I think the Warriors go up 2-0.
You think they blow them out?
Yeah, I think it's
closer than the first game.
I think it'll be closer than the first game until about the last 5 minutes. And then the Warriors pull away.
Okay. And Berg fan says, how much of a knock is it on KD if the Warriors win it all this year without him? I don't think it's a knock because that team's won before without him. I mean, honestly, Eric Berry would make the Texans better than what they are right now.
Yeah, I could. Well, although they seem to be fairly set at safety, I think. But I think corner is the more pressing need.
For sure.
And I still think that there's trades to be made. It depends on what happens in Denver. I'm hearing Patrick Peterson's name being thrown out as a possible trade guy. That's a call I'm making. And yeah, Peterson got suspended for 6 games today, which would make it even better. You'd get him cheaper. Because you had either one of those guys, and it changes the dynamic of your entire secondary.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about guys who can be shut down corners.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you miss the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. Kind of a nice mix of sports and animal murder. So all available on podcastarena.com. And somebody says it's not really rescuing a pet if you kill them. I had the pet for 10 years. You jerk.
And you didn't kill him, per se.
No, I did not. I mean,
you left him in a position to be killed.
I did nothing wrong. There was nothing else I could do. So.
So you're saying this was just nature running its course.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I could have done was made sure that the stupid thing went upstairs before I left, but I can't control him. You know, what am I supposed to do?
It is hard to tell cats what to do.
Yeah, they just do that. They do their own thing, and that was the thing. He was antagonizing him all day long. I was pulling him off him all day. So, I mean, what was I supposed to do? Not come to work to keep them from fighting?
No. I mean, your job is more important than your animals.
Yeah, because frankly, none of them are going to eat if I don't have a job.
I mean, your wife makes pretty decent money.
Yeah, she does, but... You
know. But she's also not... She's an absentee mother.
Well, yeah, exactly. So. She's off in Marine right now.
Right.
And she should be in the Seven Kingdoms. So that's all on her. Man, something you brought up that this is...
The scallops aren't as good as...
No,
shrimp.
No, this is something you brought up yesterday.
Oh.
About some... For your Hey Man Bleep That. Well, I guess it was Tuesday. Some clown talking about the draft... And
oh, yeah.
And how terrible it is.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I hate about the pack mentality in what passes for journalism these days. For the win, some guy named Ted Berg. Wait, why are we still doing sports drafts at all? And I went and I found like 3 other stories there where basically people are making the same points. And it's like, first off, dumb points. Second off, do you not have an original thought?
I don't get it. It seems like a millennial thing to say, but the guys who I've seen write it are like full-grown men who don't understand that, you know, the national bath. I mean, there's options for these guys. Zion has options. If he doesn't want to play in New Orleans, he doesn't have to. He can, A, go back to school, B, go to Europe and play there, or see, sit out a year. There's options.
I'm
not
sure.
If you want to work for the NBA.
But I think, don't they keep your draft, if somebody drafts you and you go overseas, don't they keep your rights for a stretch? He'd have to go back to college to go back in the draft.
Or,
I'm pretty sure. Somebody can clarify that for
okay.
me. But I'm pretty sure.
You might be right.
Yeah. Because that's why these guys draft all these Euros and stash them.
But I also think he can remove himself from the draft.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying.
I don't think you have to go to college to do that.
No, maybe not.
I think you can just say, I remove my name from consideration for the draft. I would say around, which, by the way, this is a funny thing. Anyone can declare for the NBA draft. I know because I did it. In 2004 or 5, I declared for the NBA draft. I went undrafted, unfortunately. I had what you would call not a great skill set. I had maybe some height issues. I also didn't play college basketball, which apparently is like a big turnoff to some of these teams.
What are they thinking? Jeez.
Let's see. What year would I? It was the 2006 draft that I entered.
Okay.
And looking back, there's some guys that I think I could have been just as successful as. Do you remember? Do you remember a guy named Lior Eliahu?
No.
Do you remember a guy named Vladimir Veremenko?
I like to call him Vlad, but no.
Me neither. Guess what? Those guys both got drafted. I didn't.
Well.
And I would have signed for less than them. I'm almost sure of it. Andrea Bargnani went number one in that draft. I might have had the same career as him. I'll be honest. It's not unreasonable to think that I could have. You know who at number three? Adam Morrison. I'll play Adam Morrison one-on-one right now.
Will you cry?
No.
Okay.
I'm a grown man.
I think you have to cry.
You know what it might be the worst top 10 in NBA draft history. There were three good players taken in that draft in the top 10. One of them had an injury career shortened season, Brandon Roy.
He was a really good player, too. That was a shame.
One was Rudy Gay, who the Rockets drafted and promptly traded. And one was LaMarcus Aldridge, who is still
really good.
Really good. The rest of the guys, Andrea Bargnani, Adam Morrison, Tyrus Thomas, Sheldon Williams, Randy Foy, Patrick O'Brien, and Mohamed Sané. What? I mean, I couldn't get drafted? Give me a break. But you had, yeah, I did have off-court issues. I was also a rampant drug user in 2005, unfortunately. But it's funny that the story now is, oh, it's indentured servitude. I mean, it's the same thing with, like, and I actually can get behind the idea that it's not fair to not play college athletes, especially ones who work in money-making sports. But I also see the intricacies to it that you would have to pay, you know, Baker Mayfield at Oklahoma would have to make the same money as the backup catcher on the girls' softball team, which
that's ridiculous.
Is ridiculous. So I understand that it's a complicated thing. But to say that the draft is like you're being told where you're going to live, how much money you're going to make. Well, A, you've got an agent who's going to negotiate that contract for you. And B, if you don't want to go there, you don't want to play there, okay. You can choose another job or choose to play somewhere else.
Well, and the thing is, why does this only come up? Like, if the Knicks had won the lottery, we wouldn't be talking about this.
We wouldn't be.
It's just, and that's a problem. I think they're just pouching on it because it's New Orleans. And
they're trying to fire up people in New York.
Yeah, because that's where all their clicks come from. All right. I'm going to do a giveaway here. How about this?
Get Hang Out with Fred Day?
No. This is Hang Out with Incubus Day.
Oh, I'm going to go to that show.
Are you?
Yeah, I love Incubus.
6:15, we'll take caller 5. Incubus has announced their fall tour celebrating the 20th anniversary of their breakthrough third album, Make Yourself. Entitled The 20 Years of Make Yourself and Beyond, the 2019 tour is coming to Revention Music Center on Sunday, November 24th. And ESPN 97.5 wants to send one lucky listener to the concert. So 713-780-3776, you'll win a pair of tickets to see the show. Get your tickets now at livenation.com. 6:15 is when you start calling.
I'm going to have backstage passes. You know why?
Why?
I'm famous. Oh. I'm a big star, Fred. What are you crazy? Of course, that's why.
That's not when we're in London, is it?
Oh, is it?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
What's the date on it? You've got the read.
November 24th.
No.
I know. I was just trying to.
I'm skipping out on Thanksgiving dinner for it.
Well, that's.
All right, guys. Not only is Triangle Energy awesome, they are awesome, and they've got great rates up just to be fair and up front. I'm telling you a bunch of nonsense when really all you need to hear is Triangle's got great rates, and they're not going to try to pull the wool down over your eyes. I've been telling you that for a long time. But they're also bringing the energy on Houston Dynamo games, giving you the power to win free electricity for an entire year. You sign up for any power to win electricity plan, you get two Dynamo game tickets, two T-shirts, and you'll be automatically enrolled to win free electricity for a year. Who couldn't use that? Electricity's expensive, man. I'd not like to not pay an electric bill for a year. Every time the Dynamo win a home game, Triangle Energy is going to draw a lucky fan or customer, and that guy is going to win a free, or lady is going to win a free year of electricity. You can't beat this. Here's how you do it. You enter to win by texting the word POWER to 77177, or you can visit TriangleEnergy.com to learn more. Text the word POWER to 77177 or sign up at TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an even additional discount off your already fantastic rates at Triangle Energy. PUCT license number 10064.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Chino.com.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
Warriors Trailblazers tonight at 7 on ESPN 97.5. Presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here from Texas Mattress Makers, the original on navigation.
You're looking live, folks.
And
you know what I like about this one, as opposed to Katie?
I can tell you what I like about it. It's
well, I know what you like about it. Yeah, I mean it's basically the same for me either way. But you can kind of get a sneak peek into what's going on here, how they're building these things. You know, in Katy, I think they do. I think they're building them out there too, right? But they've just got a separate building.
Yeah.
Here, it's like
you can walk through and see exactly how everything's made. It's very cool.
And now I'm telling you, I laid on all the beds. I got the right bed. When I got mine, and now I'm gonna need another bed soon. I think I'm just gonna get the same bed.
Getting kicked out of your bedroom?
No, I my spare room bed is in. It's not in great shape.
Ah.
And I sleep in there all the time because, like, sometimes I'll go to bed late if I'm watching West Coast basketball. My wife, you know, she's got to get up with the kids.
Right.
So I'll sleep in the spare room. My mattress sucks. And then I realize, dude, I sleep so much better in my bed than the spare room bed.
Why is that?
Because the bed in my room is awesome. It's from Texas Mattress Makers. The other one I've had around for, like, you know, I probably brought it from Austin with me. I don't even know. But it needs to get out of my house.
Well, and
they're doing the sale here now.
Yes, they are.
I probably need to figure it out.
40%.
Get my bleep together and get me one of these things.
You might want to do one while you're here because they'll deliver it.
Oh, yeah. My wife won't be mad at all if I make any purchases without her permission.
Hey, who wears the pants in your family? Isn't that what
she always
tell me?
She does. She knows when I buy beer. I don't know what's happened in my life that now my wife's like, hey, when did you spend this much at such and such brewery? Oh, I don't know. I think my credit card got stolen.
Yeah. don't think that one's going to fly.
Well, it might have flown the first time. It doesn't fly every time, I can tell you that.
Memorial Day, they're going to be closed, though, which is something I really like about Texas Mattress Makers, and you and Yuval did a video about that.
We did, and Yuval feels very strongly about it. He does not think that Memorial Day should be used as a promotional tool. It should not be, you know, something that, and really, it shouldn't even be something to be celebrated. You know, it's not. You don't really celebrate Memorial Day. It's a day of remembrance, and it's a day to honor the people who gave the ultimate sacrifice, if you will. So. He closes down shop, and he wishes everybody would close down shop because, you know, it's and one of the things he says in the video, if you've got to go to work, fine, but take 10 minutes out of your day and really look around at what your life is and think about what it would be if not for those guys and gals. I mean, it's pretty, when you think about it, I mean, it's pretty, he's pretty spot on.
Well, and I think this is the third year now that he's done this, second year. And this used to be one of his biggest sales days.
Yeah, but he didn't care.
So, no, he doesn't care.
he doesn't care.
And he's trying
to, about that.
He's trying to do the right thing and encourage other people to do it. And I hope that other businesses look at this and will follow suit. Because I think he's right, and like I said, he's an easy guy to admire, and I love that he's doing this. This is one of the reasons why I love doing business with Texas Mattress Makers, and why it's such a cool relationship for our station, because they don't just deliver with fantastic mattresses. They're also doing things in the community that a lot of businesses wouldn't even think about. So, and I know there's always got something going on charity-wise here. All right, 713-780-ESPN, some breaking news. Seth Beer promoted to Class 2A Corpus Christi. Your 2018 number one Astros pick.
You mean Seth Beer?
Beer. Are we going to go back to that?
Yeah, let's do a soft ah.
Soft ah.
Isn't ah harder than R? Ah. That sounds like, if you say your R,
but it sounds like A-H, right? So it's Beer. So it's not really an R.
All right.
I don't want to get going on that again.
Hey, did you see the Taco Fall numbers at the draft combine?
No.
So Taco Fall, who is the big man for Central Florida, or was the big man for Central Florida.
Probably projected as a second-round pick, maybe. Late second round.
Second round or undrafted.
Yeah.
But he went to the NBA draft combine, and he was listed at 7'6" in college, and when they played Duke, he stood next to Zion, who's considered a big guy, and he's literally a foot taller than Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
Well, when they measured him at the combine yesterday, he's not 7'6". He's 7'7". And he has an 8'2" or 2.25" wingspan.
Jeez.
And a 10-foot, 2.5-inch standing reach.
So he can basically dunk.
He can dunk without jumping, and he did multiple times over the season. His numbers break all official records. And Manute Bol was the guy who used to have, and his are kind of unofficial. They said he had an 8'6" wingspan. That's the records they don't break, but they weren't keeping track back then.
Right.
But this is the difference between Taco Fall and Manute Bol. Manute Bol played at around 200 pounds most of his career. Taco Fall weighs 289 pounds. That's a big-ass man.
Yeah.
To put that in perspective, Yao Ming weighed 310 pounds. So,
and Yao's the biggest human being I've ever seen in person.
Now, here's the thing. The difference between Yao and Taco Fall is Yao was extremely skilled and, I mean, for a man of his size, incredibly mobile. Taco Fall is not
good passer too. He could shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
He could do a little bit of everything.
I mean, that's what I mean by incredibly skilled.
Yeah.
Taco Fall is a shot blocker and a dunker. He does not have a lot of game, but he does have a massive body. I don't know what kind of team can use him, but I would think there's somebody who could be like, you know what? Let's throw a flyer at this guy. Throw him in the G League. See what he can do.
What if he turns into a 7'7" Clint Capela for you?
He can't move like Clint Capela. He can't get up and down the court.
He can't run up and he can't get up and down. But in the paint, he's pretty quick.
Yeah.
So I think he can play in the NBA with the right system. Now he's going to be. I mean, defensively, yeah, he's going to block a lot of shots, but he's also going to be a liability at times. But all right, guys, are your credit card bills keeping you up at night? Interest rates in the double digits? Well, how about this? You can be smart, pay off your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. How about this? You can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. You could save thousands in interest. I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards, but it's a lot more than 5.95%. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. There's no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. And it's such an easy process. They want to reward people who've got good credit. And this is an opportunity to go in and save maybe thousands of dollars, at least hundreds. And if you want to save even more, Blitzers get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. And offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN
97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 road show. Live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Texas Mattress Makers, which, as we mentioned last segment, will be closed on Memorial Day. But they'll be putting flowers on the grave, so if you want to volunteer to help with that, memorialflowers.org. Is that correct?
There you go.
All right, memorialflowers.org.
It's a good thing I've gone out there a couple years and put wreaths out on some of the graves out there. So, good thing to do.
Very cool.
It's a massive veteran cemetery here in Houston.
So, I might have some good news for you.
Okay.
Were you a fan of the NCAA football games on Xbox?
I was.
I actually liked that better than Madden because I like to play the franchise mode and build teams up, and
yeah,
and I love doing that. And you know, of course,
you like recruiting.
Yeah, it's fun. Well, it went away because of the lawsuit because the players weren't getting paid.
Who was it? He's a gift. The
former UCLA guy.
The kid, yeah, Ed O'Bannon.
Ed O'Bannon. Well, the
might have even been Charles O'Bannon, the lesser O'Bannon.
No, it was Ed O'Bannon.
Okay,
the NCAA is forming a group of 19 people. The group will bring together diverse opinions from the membership, from presidents and commissioners to student athletes, that will examine the NCAA's position on name, image, and likeness benefits and potentially propose rule modifications tethered to education. In other words, if they use your likenesses, then the players will get some money for it, and they're going to look at a way to do that, which would open the door to bring this back. I like the NCAA basketball one, too.
Yeah.
I had fun with that. I loved going through and trying to recruit people, so it might mean the return of the NCAA games.
I'm pro this happening.
I am
for
too.
It.
I am too. That's.
I'll allow it.
I'll go back to playing Xbox all night if that happens because I absolutely love those games. So at least there's a path there now, and they should have been compensated for it.
Yeah,
they should get paid. And now, but getting back to what you were talking about, no, it wouldn't be fair for the backup catcher to be making what Baker Mayfield makes because people are buying Baker Mayfield jerseys, and I've always believed that those guys should get a piece of their jersey sales.
Yeah.
And anything else that people are buying because of that player, like even a shirt that says Mayfield on the back. He ought to get money for that.
Well, here's where the question comes in. If Texas sells number 10 jerseys while Vince Young is there, or A&M sells number 2 jerseys while Johnny's there, then he would get the money while he's there, right?
Yeah.
So what happens to the money from every number 2 jersey that's sold after Johnny leaves?
If it's being sold because of him, he still should get paid for that.
If it just says Texas A&M 2 on the back.
Well, I think in that case, you're going to have another 2 at some point. But if people are buying it with his name on it, yes, he should get paid for that.
Well, that's why they don't do it with the name on it. They just put the number.
Yeah.
That's the way around that. And that's honestly why they do it a lot. That's what they did on these college football games and college basketball games. They didn't put their name. It was UCLA SG number 2.
Right. Right.
And you could go in and you could name them if you wanted.
Well, there was actually...
And that's what I used to do. I used to name all the players on the football team.
Honestly, I think you could automatically do that on the last NCAA football.
You might have been able to.
You could go in and you just say... you go get the UH roster, and then you punch a button and it would put all names
on. That may have been the downfall of them.
It probably was, but... So I would love to see that game back. I mean, that was probably my all-time favorite game. Yeah, Yo Adrian says, I used to love NCAA football. I used to make my own college and create Adams College from Revenge of the Nerds, the Adams. But I'd have fun with it because I would, like, sometimes I'd do the dynasty with UH. Sometimes I'd do it with Rice and run the option.
Mm-hmm.
And just to mix things up and, every now and then, I wanted to be UCLA or something like that. And for basketball, I always wanted to be Kentucky. But I loved playing those games. I'd love to see them.
I liked it late when you could, like, you would, you'd be the coach, and you could build up a program, and then you'd get job offers from better schools. I'd like that.
Yeah, yeah. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, man, I don't know if you saw this, but apparently, you know, we've had our own plane stories over the years. This one I find really bizarre, and it's a Southwest Airlines flight. A passenger was kicked off for making a vodka joke. Apparently rubbed the flight attendant the wrong way. He was supposed to fly from Sacramento to Austin, and they were delayed 4 hours. And apparently the flight attendant was serving them water, and he made a joke about, wow, I hope that's vodka because we've been sitting here for so long.
Right.
Not exactly funny, but, you know, he meant it as a joke according to the people around him. The flight attendant said, yeah, it's vodka. And then he joked that, hey, it isn't vodka. And apparently that's when things escalated because I guess you're not allowed to joke about vodka, free vodka, on Southwest. And... she came by and told the guy, I don't like that, and I don't like your joke. And then the guy next to him's wife tried to butt in and said, look, we've been on this plane for hours. And she says, well, so have I, so get used to it. And then the lady, again, not the guy who made the joke, just said, we're all tired here, and that's no way to speak to a passenger. Well, next thing you know, Sacramento County Sheriff's Department walks on board, takes him off the plane. And she stood up and started shouting at the officer that those people had done nothing wrong. And the woman was saying, hey, if anyone was unruly, it was me. But, that's I love the responses, though, from, like, Southwest. We regret any less than positive experience a customer has onboard our aircraft. We welcome over 100 million customers each year, and we aim to maintain the comfort of all of them while delivering Southwest hospitality. We will share this report with our customer relations team. I think you're getting sued. I don't know about this customer relations team thing. And listen, I like Southwest. I can't recall having a bad experience there, but they have had some. They've taken some hits lately, especially with those Boeings. That apparently Boeing insists they're now safe.
Okay.
Do you feel good about getting on one?
Yeah, I felt good about getting on one after it happened. I decided a long time ago, I can't worry about dying in a plane crash. If I do, okay, you got me. But, like, if I spent too much time worrying about dying in a plane crash, I would just worry myself to death. I don't need that. There's plenty of ways to die, trust me. Well, I go to public bathrooms, I'm like, I could easily die. But I've got to get over it at some point.
It's driving in the city of Houston's a lot more dangerous than getting on any airplane.
And by the way, whatever could kill me in a public bathroom would kill me a lot slower and more painfully than a plane crash. You know, if you die in a plane crash, it's not usually a slow, painful death. Usually it's, you impact and then, like,
boom,
the seat back in front of you crushes into your face and then you're dead.
And the flames go through you because it explodes.
Yeah.
And that's the end of you.
Yeah.
That's not, I mean, there's worse ways.
In my case, the gigantic fat person next to you crushes you and you're instantly either... the worst case scenario, you suffocate in their fat, in their neck fat. That might take 3 minutes.
Oh, well, in your case, it'd probably be somebody reclining on your knees.
Yeah, that could happen, too.
And first thing, your knees would snap long before you ever got beheaded.
Yeah.
So, Yeah.
Or the person next to me would just vomit until there was no more vomit left inside.
Yeah, there's that too.
It could all happen.
But
all right. Well, I'm a healthy man. You know why? Man Centers. The Y Factor presented by Man Centers. If you've got low testosterone, you might not even know it. You might just think that you're in a down spell or you're tired. If you're feeling sluggish at work, in the gym, you're feeling sluggish in the bedroom, could be a sign of low testosterone. Why not get checked out at the Y Factor presented by Man Centers? It's highly treatable, and we're not talking about the injections. No weekly appointments, no shots. We know you're busy as it is. You don't need to go in every other week or every week and get your shot. The Y Factor focuses on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone, guys, and you can avoid that crash. They've got three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and McCampbell in the Memorial area. They're off 249 in Northwest Houston, and then they're down south in Webster. And they'll still get you that free general male wellness checkup. It's $150 value. Schedule today, 832-358-8600, or you can go online at mancenters.com and book there. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I think especially...
Okay, guys, let's talk travel. Most of us do a little travel throughout the year. We were just talking about travel. Well, how are you booking your hotel rooms? Got a suggestion for you. BestHotelRates.com. They've negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide and extended these discounts to you. All you have to do is go to BestHotelRates.com, plug in your destination, dates of travel. You're looking at a discounted rate for many of the hotels that you could pay more for somewhere else. You could save your money and book your hotels through BestHotelRates.com. The name says it all. Top-notch customer service backs up your reservation, so your stay is safe and secure. BestHotelRates.com. Start planning your next trip today. It's all in the name, BestHotelRates.com.
You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Okay, it's 6:51. You're going to win a meet and greet for four people with me Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. Sam Houston Race Park. Free admission. You get free tips from me. Some are good, some are not. You can also... watch the Preakness Stakes. It's Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m., caller 5 at, when did I say, 5:51? Or 6:51? Yeah, 6:51, caller 5. All right. Let's do Hopping on Hollywood.
All right. Woodstock 50, which was on and then off, may now be on again. A judge ruled yesterday that investors didn't sue Agus had no right to cancel the festival last month after it severed ties with Woodstock 50, the organizer behind the event that commemorates the 50th anniversary of the 1969 festival. However, to Woodstock 50's disadvantage, the judge added that Detsu can keep the $17.8 million it removed from the festival account in the midst of a dispute.
Ooh.
So despite the financial blow, festival organizers released statements Wednesday expressing confidence in the event's August launch. Gregory Peck, the organizer, says it's on. It's the latest turn. It's been a roller coaster for Woodstock, basically. It hadn't been Woodstock 50's only been around for a few months, but it's been on again, off again, on again, off again, on again. And the event set for August 16th to 18th in Watkins Glen, New York. Robert Plant, Santana, The Raconteurs, The Killers, Grandson, Dead and Company, Greta Van Fleet, Imagine Dragons, Cage the Elephant, Gary Clark Jr., amongst others, set to perform.
That's like a who's who there, man.
That's pretty good, because some old bands, some new bands.
Yeah.
You know who won't be there? Britney Spears. Womp, womp. Britney Spears' longtime manager, Larry Rudolph, says Britney may never perform again.
That would be just criminal.
It would be crazy. As the person who guides her career, based on all the information, I and all of the pros who work with her are being told on a need-to-know basis, it's unclear to me if she's going to be back in Vegas, not in the near future and possibly never again. So
she'll be back.
They said she's had mental issues. Let her be a civilian for a while. She's given so much. Give her some time. Well, maybe she'll be hanging out with Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
Lamar Odom says he's a recovering sex addict. What do you put his number at? How many chicks does he claim in his book?
Oh, probably about too large.
2K.
That was a low guess.
That's what he goes with. He details his battles with various addictions, including sex. I've been obsessed with sex as long as I can remember. I'm a sex addict. I've had sex with over 2,000 women. Too many strippers to count. It wasn't a big deal, but often I would pay them. I never thought less of them. The biggest reveal from this section of his autobiography is him confessing to cheating on Khloe Kardashian throughout their 4-year marriage. Although the way he describes it has yet to be shared. I was shocked and embarrassed. I wanted to take it back, but you can't. I wanted to hide it, but that sixth sin was hard for me to hide. I had a problem. I ran out of porn to watch. That's when you're going a little overboard. That dude watched all the porn, is what he's saying? Whoa! Whoa! That's a lot of porno. And finally, in Hoffman on Hollywood, every once in a while, as everyone knows, I'm a Howard Stern fan. And I was an Artie Lang fan. Sad news for Artie Lang.
Uh-oh, it's gotten worse. I thought he'd pretty much hit rock
bottom. I don't
know
if it's gotten worse. But he's currently working at a gas station in Union, New Jersey.
Oh.
He's pumping gas as part of his drug court rehab program. He says he's going to be back on stage soon. He says, all right, now I'm pumping gas. I got to pump gas for 10 more days. Then I'm satisfying the program, I think. If this gets back to Howard, tell him that I love him. I love him to death and miss him. I got to pump gas. I'll be back on stage soon, though, I promise. Sentenced to 4 years of probation after pleading guilty to heroin possession in 2017. He's been in and out of rehab, and Howard, who's doing book promotion, he's got a new book out called Howard Stern Comes Again, recently spoke about Artie during an interview with the New York Times. Said, what's happening with Artie makes me very sad. We've lost touch, and that's my doing. I've got my fingers crossed for the guy, and it wasn't a clean break. It was many years of wanting him to get help. I know that a lot of fans want me to talk about Artie and feel it's a cop-out for me not to. I'll take that. I don't want to do anything that would rock his boat. I get sad talking about Artie. He was a tremendous contributor, but we had to move on. So 10 more days of Artie pumping gas, and he says he'll be back on stage, even though he's now missing a nose.
Which, yeah, that's – well.
If you've had a chance, if you haven't had a chance, Google Artie Lang nose. This is what happens when there's crushed up glass in your cocaine, but you still want the cocaine bad enough to go through with it anyway. Not good. Not good at all. And that, Fred, is Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. Solid addition. You didn't have a single Game of Thrones thing in there.
No.
For the last show of ever.
What was I going to do? What was I going to say that hasn't been said, Fred? Come on.
That's a good
point. Know it.
Yeah. I think we're going to be disappointed.
I think so, too.
I had high hopes after last week. And the more I look at it, it's like, oh.
Most disappointing scenario you can imagine.
Gendry being king.
Oh, that is pretty bad. I have a feeling. You know what? Let's save our guests for tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll make our final predictions tomorrow.
Yeah.
But mine is ultra disappointing, too.
Okay. All right. Well, guess what? This show just flew
by. That's it.
Show just flew by. You know what? Aaron did a pretty good job back there.
He did.
Tyler always does a good
job.
He
lied about his sexual adventures,
That's okay. we got something out of him. It's a start.
Yeah.
That's
a solid B.
Yeah, that's a solid B today. Want to thank Texas Mattress Makers for having us out here.
Solid A from Texas Mattress
Makers. A-plus, man. They're always A-plus.
They told me to just take a mattress home. I can't believe it. Throw one in the back of my truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Great job, A.J. Hoffman. Great job, Tyler.
R.I.P. What's the cat's name?
Ninja.
R.I.P. Ninja.
Yeah.
Or it was a good run.
The Black Cat.
Black Cat.
He's been called for the last several years. But, yeah, you had a good run. All right. We'll be out at Sam Houston Race Park tomorrow. 4 to 7. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat.